Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to Chawadi Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Rosh Hashanah. There are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, of course. I've actually chosen to focus on the Haftorah for the second day. The reason is I think that the Haftorah of the first day perhaps is more widely known and understood and learned. It is the story of Chana and Penina, Elkanah, the birth of Shmuel. So we are going to be focusing on, it's also important to learn, very, very important to learn, of course, but given that I think it is more familiar to us and the storyline is perhaps more well known, we are going to focus on the Haftorah for the second day for Rosh Hashanah. It comes from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph, Psukim Aleph through Yud Tes. Something that's really, really nice about the Haftorah, that actually the theme of consolation, which we have learned in the Shiva Dinechamta, continues in this Haftorah. So it's almost like we go from the consolation, the consolation continues, if you will, through the end of the year, right into the new year. Perek Lamed Al, Psukim Aleph, Thriya Tes, and Sefer Yirmiyahu. Here we go. Ko Amar Hashem, Matzachin Bamidbar, Am Suridei Charev, Haloch Lehergil Yisrael. So said Hashem, it has found favor in the wilderness, this people that survived the sword, as I lead Israel to its tranquility. Clearly, we are referring to Am Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that the nation that has found favor in the wilderness, Am Yisrael, when we wandered after Hashem and the barren desert, and we survived the sword of the exile, the sword of so many nations, Halach L'argi Yisrael, Hashem says, now it has come the time, and I lead Israel to its tranquility. Pasuk Beis, Meirachok Hashem Nirali, the Navi says, from afar, Hashem appears to me. What does Hashem say? V'ahavas olam ahavtich. Hashem says, with an eternal love, I have loved you. Al kein, therefore, mishachti chesed. Therefore, says Hashem, since I love you with an eternal love, I extended kindness to you, even though sometimes Hashem seems distant from us, especially in exile. Mirachok Hashem nirali. We have a promise. We have a promise of geula. We have a promise of the kibbutz galios. We have a promise that Hashem will not keep us in exile forever. V'ahavas olam ahavtich. Hashem says, I have an eternal love for you. Al kein mishachti chesed. Therefore, I draw you, I treat you with kindness. Pazagima, od evneich v'nivneis besulas Yisrael. I will build you again, od evneich, and you will be built up, the virgin daughter of Israel. Od ta'adi tupayich. You will once again be adorned with, you will once again play your drums. And you will go out with dances of those who celebrate, of those who rejoice. So this is a vision of, in the end of days, Hashem will draw us near to him again. We will once again be rebuilt. We will go out with drums and with dances. Not only that, the land will flourish again. Otiti kiramim bahare shaman, in the mountains of Shaman. You will once again plant vineyards. Not to notim vichilelu. Not only we will plant vineyards, the planters will plant the vineyard and they will profane it. Meaning, you're not allowed to eat it for 3 years of Orla. And the fourth year, Netarevah, you will be able to enjoy the produce, the benefits of the produce in Yerushalayim. Not that like we read in the Klal, your enemies you will plant and your enemies will eat it. No, you will plant and you will benefit from it. Pasuk Hey, Ki Yesham Karu Notzim Bahar Ephraim. Listen to this. It's so amazing. Because on that day, the watchmen will call out on Har Ephraim, Kumu, arise. V'nala Tzion, let us ascend to Tzion. El Hashem Elokeinu, let us ascend to Tzion. They will say on the Mount of Ephraim, Tashem our God. Pasuk Vav, Ki Ko Amar Hashem, because so says Hashem, Ranu the Yaakov, sing for Yaakov, Simchu. Simcha, rejoice, v'tzahalu b'rosh hagayim, and exult, rejoice, tzahala, at the head of all the nations, hashmiu, hear, proclaim, hallelujah, sing praises to God, v'imru and say, hosha Hashem es amcha, esher eris Yisrael, Hashem has saved your nation. The remnant of Israel, we're clearly talking about a vision of the end of days, between the rejoicing of Kal Yisrael, the voice of God heard, to all the nations, at the head of all the nations, the ingatherings of the exiles, the flourishing of the land once again. Hinini mivi osa me'eretz tzafon. God says, no matter how far distant we are, I am bringing them from the land of the north. V'kibatztim, kibbutz galus. I will gather them in, mi'arkis ha'eretz, from the ends of the earth, no matter how far away we are scattered. The time of kibbutz galus, Hashem will bring us back. Mi'arkis ha'eretz, bam, iver, pisayach, hara, v'yoladas, yachdov. Even the weak, even the Ayefi Ageya, the weak, the tired, the weary, the blind, Galim, the expectant mother, the one who has expectant with the woman in childbirth. Wow, all of the people who will not necessarily have physical strength to come back. Yachdov, they will come back together. Hashem will take us all, Kahal Gadol, a great assembly, a Shuvu Heinu, will return here. Bivichi Yavo'u, with tears, with weeping, we will come back. Maybe this is an expression of like in the Shir Amaz Kuv Chavav, we say we will come back with tears, with crying, tears of joy, tears of excitement, tears of astonishment that the Geula is finally here. B'vichi yavo v'tachanunim ovilem. We will come back with joy, with excitement, and with supplication. Hashem will lead us olichem el nachlim aim. He will lead us by streams of water, an expression of Torah, an expression of physical sustenance, an expression of refreshing off baderech yasher lo yukashu ba. We will be on the straight path. We will not be on a crooked path where we will trip. Kayisi this Israel la'av, the Ephraim b'chori. Hashem says, in that day, once again, I am a father to Israel. Hashem is always our father, but when the Geula comes, it will be more clearly revealed. The Ephraim b'chori, Hashem says, Ephraim, you are my firstborn. Shibu d'var Hashem goya. Even the nations of the world will hear. Listen to the word of God, O nations. V'hagidu ba'iyim me'merchok. And tell this, proclaim in the islands from afar. V'imru, what should you say? We're in Pasuk Tes. Mizara Yisrael yekab tzenu. He who scattered Israel will gather it in. Ushamru kiro edo. Not only that, Hashem will guard Israel like a shepherd watches over his flock. Kipada Hashem es Yaakov uga'alo miyad chazak mimenu. Hashem has redeemed Yaakov. He has rescued him from a hand that is more powerful than him. Uva'u virinenu bimeram tzion. They will come. They will sing on the heights, on the high places of Tzion. Vidnaharu al tuv Hashem. They will stream to the goodness of Hashem. Al dagon v'al tirosh v'al yitzar. Once again, there will be grain, there will be wine, there will be oil, v'al b'nei tzon u'balkar, there will be sheep and cattle, v'hoysa nafsham kigan rave. The soul of the people will be like the soul of a watered garden, a satiated garden. V'lo yosifu l'da'ava od. We will not worry, we will not continue to anguish anymore. Listen to the lashon, the beautiful imagery of the kibbutz galios, the sound of the proclamation of geula to the farthest islands. No matter where Klai Yisrael is scattered to the ends of the earth, Hashem will bring us back. The land will flourish once again. There will be vineyards. There will be grain, wine, and oil. There will be flocks and cattle. Even the weakest physically will be brought back. Oz tismach besula b'macha u'bachurim is kenim yachdav. Then pasuk yedbeis. Then the young maiden, the virgin daughter, will rejoice in her dancing, and the young men and the old men will rejoice together. V'hafachti avom l'sason v'nichamtim v'simachtim b'yagonam. I will change their mourning into rejoicing. I will console them. I will give them joy and relief from their sorrow. And I said in the beginning that it's so amazing that the theme of Nechama continues from the Shiva de Nechamta into the Rosh Hashanah, because on the day when Hashem will be crowned Melech, right now, Shema Yisrael Hashem and Kedosh Shem Echad, which is of course part of the liturgy for Rosh Hashanah in the Musaf Davening, Hashem is our King, and we reaffirm that anoint Hashem is our King anew every year on Rosh Hashanah. But right now, Shema Yisrael Hashem and Kedosh, it's Devarim 6:4. What is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem and Kedosh. Right now, Hashem is our God and not the God of the Umos Olam. They do not recognize Hashem Echad. In the end of days, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. And these gorgeous, beautiful, hopeful images of geula, of consolation, of our mourning turned into rejoicing, of being consoled from our pain and our travail, so beautiful. Not only that, says Hashem, v'riveisi nefesh ha-koim dasha, not only will the people have bounty, I will restore the souls of the Kohanim. The Kohanim will have a revival with the choicest. Va'ami es tuvis ba, my nation will be satiated with my goodness, n'um Hashem. Ko amar Hashem, ko berama nishma, nehi b'chi tamrumim, rachal mevaka al banem, anei l'nechem al banena ki einenu. So says Hashem, a voice is heard on the heights, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel cries for her children. She refuses to be consoled for her children because they are no longer. They are not here. They are absent. They are gone from their land. But Kol Amar Hashem. Hashem says, Rachel, mini kolich mi bechi. No, no. Hold your voice back from crying. Ve'naich midima, your eyes from tears. Ki yesh schar lepulateichnu, Hashem, because there is a reward for your work, says Hashem. V'shavim eretz oyev. They will return from the land of the enemy. V'yesh tikva lachumitech. There is hope for your end, nu Hashem, says Hashem. V'shavu banim legvulam. Sons will return to their borders. Pasuk tes yudzayin. Pasuk yudzayin. And now the Navi says, Shamo shamati Ephraim misnodein. I have surely heard Ephraim, a reference the Klai Yisrael, who strayed from the proper path, moaning and lamenting. And what does Ephraim say? Klai Yisrael, Yisartani v'ivasar ke'ega lo lamad. Hashem, you chastised me. Asar Yisrani ka, Yisartani, you chastised me. And I was chastised. I accepted it. I was like an untrained calf. Hashiveni v'ashuva. Here we have another theme, of course, Asar Simei Teshuva. Hashiveni v'ashuva. Hashem, Hashiveni, bring me back to you. Vashuva, I will repent. Ki at Hashem Eloka, you are Hashem, my God. Ki achri shuvi nichamti, for after my return from my evil ways, nichamti, I regret my past. I recognize I shall not have sinned. Va'achri hiv da'i safati al yarech. After my realization of the truth, that wah, that sin is not the proper path for an Eved Hashem, I slap my thigh, a sign of mourning. I hit myself on the chest, a sign of mourning. Boasty! I was so embarrassed. V'gam nichlamti, I was humiliated. Kinosasi cherpas nu'urai, because I carried the shame of my youth. Haben, and Hashem answers back. Haben yakirli Ephraim. Is this the son, the dear one who is precious to me, Ephraim? Im yaled sha'ashuim, it is the child of my delight. Kimidei dabribo, whenever I speak of him, Zachar is going to add, Hashem says, I remember him. I still love him. Even if he has sinned, even if I had to chastise him, when I remember Ephraim, I love him so much, I constantly remember. Al kein, therefore, hamu me'ai lo, my innards, my inside churn and yearn for him. Rachim arachamenu ne'um Hashem. I will have mercy on him surely, says Hashem. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Haftorah piece here from Yirmiyahu. So many themes of the hope, of redemption, of Hashem never abandoning us, of Hashem remembering us, no matter how distant and far away we are. The imagery of Rachel Imenu crying for her children. At the end of the Haftorah, Klai Yisrael is saying, I have sinned, I have been chastised. Us wondering in our shame and embarrassment, does Hashem ever want to hear from us again? And Hashem answers, you are my precious child, Ephraim. You are the child of my delight. Every time I speak about you, I remember you eternally. My insides churn for you, and I will have mercy upon you. I want to quote from the Hirsch Haftorahs, which is an extremely beautiful idea here. I'm going to quote, now that we went through the Psukim, and we translated and hopefully explained and spoke about the themes also. Of course, what is the tie into Rosh Hashanah? If I hope I illustrated that, but in case not, first of all, the theme of Nechama continues straight through the Shiva de Nechamta into the Haftorah. And also, the ultimate promise, the ultimate malchus. Right now, Hashem is melech over Klaiso, which is the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah. They will hear in the distant islands. We will be raised up above all the nations of the world. Everyone will recognize that there is a Borei Olam, that there is a creator who has chosen Klaiso. Also, the Indian of Zechira, Hashem says, of course, I never forgot you. Zechar es kurenu. I will constantly, constantly remember you. Of course, the theme of Teshuvah, Ephraim, the sinful child, is lamenting and mourning, and says, Hashivenu va'ashuva. So many themes that tie it into Rosh Hashanah. I want to quote from the Hirsch Haftorah. Listen to this. It's beautiful. This Haftorah resonates with words of consolation and encouragement for Yisrael as they were sent to exile. As once in the wilderness, after having escaped the sword of the enemy, Yisrael was found worthy in the eyes of God. And they went to their moments of highest bliss at Har Sinai, meaning Matan Torah. So do we. Sent out into the wilderness of the nations, receive from afar, merachok, the promise of Hashem, that even though we have been torn down, we will be rebuilt, that Hashem throughout the ages will enfold us with his eternal love, that every word of Torah is a mighty bond of love that attaches Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when at that distant time, merachok Hashem nirali, and through our sad experience of having kept God away from us, when we come to realize God in all his glory, is that not the theme of Rosh Hashanah? Is that not the theme of Malchus? And we understand and acknowledge his Torah, then the time of our being tested in the school of suffering will come to an end. Whew! The time of our being tested in the school of suffering will come to an end. Indeed, these are thoughts that are expressed in many other prophecies. However, the reason for this chapter of being chosen for the Haftarah of Rosh Hashanah lies deeper. It's very beautiful. Listen to what's coming. It was determined with extremely delicate consideration. Why? Out of the deepest feelings of brotherhood. These Aseres Yimei Teshuvah are not only a time when Hashem is Melech, which He certainly is, and we have to be Osek in Teshuvah Bein Adam L'Makom, but these Aseres Yimei Teshuvah are very important time of Teshuvah Bein Adam L'Chaver. The last Mishnah, Maseches Yuma, Mishnah Yuma, Parachas Mishnah tells us explicitly that Yom Kippur is mechaper ala verus bein adam lemakom, and a person does a sincere teshuvah. However, mitzvos bein adam lechaveru ein Yom Kippur mechaper ad sheirasas chaveru. There's no kapar of Yom Kippur unless a person makes amends with his friend. So here, why do we choose this specifically? We, who are assembled as members of the house of Yaakov, that's us, standing before our Father. All of us, all of Am Yisrael, for over 2,000 years as our Jewish brethren, we are the bearers of our tradition. We are the teachers of our people. Those who instituted the prayers, all of Am Yisrael, over 2,000 years, we descend from the exiles of Malchus Yehuda, the kingdom of the Yehuda. The 10 tribes, however, the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, who had already earlier loosened the bond of Torah, and who had never really been tightly bound by Torah, had forsaken their father's house, meaning Hashem, earlier. They have been missing for thousands of years. Those Aseres HaShvatim live on in our memory. They were the first to renounce God's laws. They were the first to secede from Tzion. They were the first to sink back into the darkness of idolatry. They were the first to be overtaken by the doom that they had brought upon themselves. Is it not then poignant that our sages should take care that just after Kriyas HaTorah, we are reminded of the figures of our great ancestors, Avraham Yitzchak and Har HaMoriah, who are to be everlasting, shining examples, right after we read Kriyas HaTorah for day 2, which is from Perichov Beis HaBereishis, which is Avraham Yitzchak worshiping Hashem and Har HaMoriah. Is it not appropriate that now the sons of Yehuda, Am Yisrael today, assembled before God in Rosh Hashanah, should also remember their missing brethren in love? Why do we choose this specific passage? We are referring to the hills of the Shomron. We are referring to the watchmen of Ephraim. We are referring to Rachel Imenu crying for her children. We are referring to the Ben Yakir Li Ephraim. This Haftorah, this passage from Yirmiyahu, is not only about the Kibbutz Galus in general, it's specifically about the Aseres HaShvatim. The remnants of Klai Yisrael who have been lost for so many years will come back. And so what do? We stand there before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before God on Rosh Hashanah, and we show Hashem we also remember our missing brethren with love. It is for this reason that the sages chose this chapter of Yirmiyahu and no other, that announces the future of the house of the children of Yaakov, who have been estranged for so long. We read that they will come up to Tzion to God. They will come from the mountains of the Shomron. We are shown Ephraim, from who the defection started, God's firstborn. We are shown the kingdom of Yisrael returning to God as his children. We see Rachel weeping for her children. Although hidden from our view, from the mother's eyes looking down from heaven, her children are not hidden. Rachel sees her children, but she misses them in the house of God. And she weeps bitterly, and she refuses to be consoled. Rachel is the mother of all of Am Yisrael, and her children are our brethren. On Rosh Hashanah, we remember them, and we long for the time of reunion. A reunion as God promised. On that day, we examine ourselves before God, and we work seriously on ourselves to become sons and daughters of Tzion in a more genuine manner. We look forward to the time when they too will return, v'shavu banim l'gvula, as children to their original home and back to the land of God's Torah. And this is the thought of reunion and peace, which at the beginning of every year makes the son of Yehuda, who have remained faithful, and who are working on fortifying themselves to grow stronger and firm in their faith, and makes the sons of Yehuda hope and pray for the time of their reunion with all their brethren from the house of Israel. I find it extremely powerful and extremely moving. This is not only a vision of the ingathering of the exiles. It's not only a vision of the day when Hashem will be one and His name will be one. It's not only a vision when the land of Israel will sprout forth with its produce, its wine, its oil, its grain, when there will be flocks, when the lame and the weak and the expectant mothers and the blind will come back. It's not only the day of Kibbutz Galus. It's specifically reminding us who are descended from Malchus Yehuda, the southern kingdom, of our lost brethren. And we show Hashem we love them. We want them to come back. We want all of Am Yisrael to be found. Rachel, from the highest point, sees her children who are lost in exile, and she cries for them and she weeps. And Hashem says, don't worry, Rachel. Those children who seem lost, they will come back. There's no more appropriate lesson on Rosh Hashanah than to show Hashem we have achdus. We love our brothers. They sin. They want to come back to you. They want to do teshuvah. And I think that this peace prayer verse is important for us to all keep in mind, not only about the ultimate exile, of course, but it's a message that should resound very strongly during these Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. Hashem sees how we feel about each other, how we feel about other Jews, those who are similar, those who are not similar, those who are like us, those who are not like us. We leave the Dayanus up to Kosh Baruch Hu. Yom Hashanah is called Yom Adin. We stand before Hashem and we say the message of this Haftarah: Hashem, I love my brothers. Please bring us all back because we are all your children. And Rachel cries for us all. Bebirkas, because you're listening to this before Rosh Hashanah, of course. Kesiva vechesima tova, for Hashanah that is both tova umesuka lanu, la amenu ula artsenu kol tov. Thank you so much to all.